USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainians fleeing their country can now apply for U.S. entry online. Refugees must have a U.S. sponsor and be vaccinated, in addition to meeting other public health requirements, as well as pass screening and security checks. Any U.S. citizen can be a sponsor. Wildfires are burning across broad stretches of Nebraska and the Southwest. New Mexico's Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak fires have combined to burn more than 54,000 acres. In Arizona, evacuation orders have been lifted for areas around the Tunnel Fire, which has burned some 21,000 acres near Flagstaff. More than two dozen buildings have been destroyed. Fires in Nebraska have turned deadly as a retired fire chief working as a spotter died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden is paying tribute to the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. During a White House event, Biden praising the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning back-to-back titles. Biden joking that there must be something in the water in Tampa Bay. He also cited the successes of the football Buccaneers and the baseball Rays. The United States is set to have an ambassador once again in Ukraine.
The Biden administration has yet to have an ambassador in Ukraine. Now that the U.S. Embassy will reopen in Lviv and soon back in Kyiv, Biden nominated Bridget Brink as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. From Michigan, Ms. Brink speaks many languages from the region and was a part of the U.S. Embassy in Slovakia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Donald Trump is being held in contempt and being fined $10,000 a day for failing to comply with a subpoena by the New York AG in a civil fraud investigation. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Actor Johnny Depp is testifying in a Fairfax County, Virginia court on Monday for the fourth day in a lawsuit claiming his ex-wife Amber Heard defamed him in a 2018 article about domestic abuse. Heard's lawyers have focused many of their questions on Depp's sobriety and state of mind during arguments. Depp denies abusing Heard and says reading the article hurt.
This was the opportunity where I thought something's got to be done. It's just got to be done. I couldn't take it anymore.
Jury selection for the trial of Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz is starting over after miscommunication caused some potential jurors to be improperly dismissed and sent home. Cruz pleaded guilty to murdering 17 people during a rampage back in 2018. Circuit Judge Elizabeth Schreier addresses candidates for the new jury.
There are rules that all jurors must follow. A basic rule is that jurors must decide the case only on the evidence presented in the courtroom.
Cruz faces the death penalty. His public defense attorney disagrees with the decision to select a new jury. Stagecoach Music Festival is set to live stream on YouTube for the first time. The Country Music Fest will feature all three nights on YouTube, just like Coachella has done in the past few weekends. Stagecoach takes place this weekend from April 29th through May 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.